the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Our Old Testament reading comes from Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall down, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Caitlin, Andrew, family and friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our society tends to glamorize personal freedom and independence to the point that many people in our culture pride themselves on being free from all things, to be free people. These individuals, they function like independent islands, disconnected from everything and everyone, reliant on no one. These individuals will even boast about their freedom, that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. They do not need to depend on anybody for anything. These people are sometimes called free spirits. These free spirits will not belong to any cause or any organization or any value system or even a church. These free spirits only belong to themselves, and they only live for themselves. Today, Caitlin and Andrew, you both are entering into a happy, yes, happy alternative to the independent free spirit life that I just described to the both of you. Indeed, this day, before your family and friends, in this church, in the presence of the Lord Almighty, you're declaring that you want to spend your life not as isolated individuals, isolated islands, but rather you want to spend your lives together as a married couple. Now, my friends, this is very, very good. It is good because, as you know, life is hard. Yes, life brings forth hazards of hardship. In other words, there will be times when you will slip in the mud of life and fall down, both you, Caitlin, and Andrew, which will result in getting all sorts of bumps and bruises in life. There will be other times where life confronts you like a cold blast of wind, that kind of wind that takes your breath away and causes pain in your lungs. And yes, there will be times that dishonest and conniving crooks will try to overpower each of you. Such is life. But you, Caitlin, and you, Andrew, take comfort. Take great comfort this day. For today you marry each other. Today you are coming together. You are joining together as husband and wife. This means that if you fall in the mud of life, Caitlin, Andrew will be there to pick you up, wipe away the mud, kiss the bruises, and bandage the wounds. And when life blows against you, Andrew, and causes you to shiver from its harsh gusts, know this, Caitlin will be at your side to keep you warm. That is why we hear from Ecclesiastes that two are better than one. Life can be harsh, no doubt about it. It is especially harsh when a person has to face all the life's sorrows alone. However, Caitlin and Andrew, as of this evening, you will not have to face anything alone. For Andrew is now with you, Caitlin, as your husband. And Andrew, you will not have to face anything alone, for Caitlin is here with you as your wife. Not only will the both of you Be there for each other in the tough times, but together as husband and wife, you will celebrate the small joys of life together. Joys like getting that new job promotion, joys of a wonderful harvest at the end of a good season, going to that new restaurant for the first time together, having your first child together, going on your first family vacation, birthdays and anniversaries and holidays, the list can go on and on. There's no doubt about it that two are better than one. For when one falls down, the other will be there to help, and indeed, two are better than one, for celebrating the joys of life together is simply phenomenal. Caitlin and Andrew, today you are coming together as bride and groom. You are actually like two cords, yes, two cords, two ropes being wrapped together. Now, with this stated, we must make sure to recognize that the two of you alone do not make a marriage. I repeat, the two of you alone do not make a marriage. In other words, your coming together this day does not create a marriage, but rather the both of you are stepping into a marriage as bride and groom. In our reading from Ecclesiastes, we most certainly hear about two cords being wrapped together. But in the last portion of our verse that we read this afternoon, we hear that a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Yes, we hear that a tripled cord is not quickly torn. Caitlin and Andrew, you are not two separate cords being wrapped together by yourself, but rather you are two separate cords being wrapped together around another cord, that third cord. And what is that third cord? Caitlin and Andrew, the estate of marriage has been created by God, and it is God's gift to you. Therefore, as husband and wife, you do not make a marriage, but rather a husband and wife, they step into marriage and take their place within the gift of marriage that you receive today. Now, do you realize what this means? It means that as husband and wife, you are not independent islands. You are not disconnected. You are not alone. No, by no means. Today, you are stepping into the Lord's gift of marriage for you. You are being wrapped together around that strong cord, which is the Lord himself. Caitlin and Andrew, this marriage estate is God's gift to you this day. It is a tremendous, phenomenal, wonderful gift for both of you. It is because it is designed for God's love to flourish. Marriage is God's design, indeed, for love to flourish. Yes, just as you were created due to God's love, and just as you were redeemed by the Lord's great love on that cross, today you are entering into that blessed union called marriage, a marriage that is encased with love and given to you as a gift. Caitlin and Andrew, marriage is the perfect setup. Oh, man, it is. It is a wonderful, perfect setup. It is a perfect gift to you this day. You are actually received into it, and within this marriage union ordained by God, you receive each other as the Lord teaches you to walk in the unforced rhythms of love. Within marriage, your love is enclosed in God's greater love, that third cord. Today, a new life begins for both of you in marriage. You begin as two lives joined into one life within God's gift of marriage. Therefore, receive each other this day and receive the gift of becoming husband and wife for each other. Receive the gift of marriage. For it is within marriage that you are held within the Lord's love and you cannot fall apart. And at the end of each day, being enveloped in the gift of marriage, being wrapped around that third cord, you will lay it all down before the Lord. Nothing kept back, nothing held outside his forgiveness and his love. Yes, confident of Christ's love and his forgiveness, today you are bold to make that staggering, full-size promises of marriage. In the days to come, you both may fear that your love for each other may wear thin, but take comfort that Christ's love does not fail and it does not wear thin. Yes, running with and through your love, with its ups and downs, with its lefts and rights, is his love for you. yes, within his larger love, your love for each other need have no fear, no fear at all, but can grow and deepen day by day as husband and wife. Caitlin and Andrew, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in that third chord, Christ Jesus and his love for you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.